when you're actually getting all of these issues, especially in California, to like get water to people, it makes sense why prices are rising for certain people. But they're rising because the federal government and the state government actually aren't investing in the best upkeep, right? They're just finding the closest, nearest band-aid solutions to get water to the next, for the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months. And they just think, if we just kick the can down the road and keep increasing prices, that's just how it's going to work. We live in a world where you pay for everything. Everything is now subscriptionized. You don't have to leave your house. People are just going to accept it, right? Because of the type of good that water is. But there is like a point of no return with that. I'm not saying that like water is going to be like $100 a gallon. I mean, you never know. But it's more that it's going to be harder and harder for governments, specifically the type of state governments and local governments we have right now in terms of partisan development, to defend public water systems.